Humility is delighting in listening within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Humility is delighting in listening within. Yes, we so often want to listen without. We so often want to do the things that our community, our life, and our world call upon us to do. And we think that that's so important for us. And we must have the humility to act like other people want us to act. We must have the humility to let other people tell us what is to be done in our world and in our life. And if that is humility, it's not the humility we really want. Humility is delighting in listening within. Within each one of us is the total knowledge of the universe. Within each one of us is the allness of the universe. Within each one of us is the isness that each one of us is. And as we listen within, we begin to hear how wonderful this is. We begin to hear how wonderful this universe is, and how wonderful the world is. And then we look out and we say, but it doesn't look like that. But then we have the humility to look within and say, there is a divine pattern. There is a divine rightness about all things. But you see, humility is giving up, and I don't like to use the word giving up, but it is in turning your attention to the truth about yourself rather than paying attention to the appearances that are always changing. The truth is always changing too, but the appearances are always changing. And the appearances are what we might call negativity or non-beneficial things. What we want to pay attention to are the reality that we are that which leads to our highest and best, and that which makes us happy, that which is good, that which is peaceful and harmonious and joyful, that which is a wonderful thing to experience. And how do we experience that? By being humble to that which is within. The voice within us is always speaking. I spoke to one of our clients, and as I spoke to them, they were telling us how they would go around saying, I like me, 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 and beautiful things would happen in their life. Wonderful things would happen. They'd feel so good, their health would be so beautiful, their relationships in their world would be so beautiful, their abundance would be so beautiful, and then they'd slack off for some reason. They'd get so accustomed, so familiar with I like me, that they felt they didn't have to say it anymore, at least they didn't say it anymore. And then little by little, things started going haywire in their life. And they weren't sure why things were going haywire. But they were going haywire because they were listening without rather than listening within. We listen within best as we say, I like me, and all is in divine order. I like me, and all is in divine order. We listen best as we put that simple phrase in motion. And I said to this person, did you say that? Oh, yes, 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 yes. And everything went just fine. But then I got away from it. Yes, that's true. When you get away from saying, I like me, then things sort of fall out of place, if you might say that. You mean to say we have to say, I like me all of our life? No. As I said to her, I said, are you a woman? Yep. Do you have to tell yourself a woman that you're a woman? No. You just know it, don't you? It took a while for you to know it, but you got to know it as you grew up into that awareness of you being a woman, and that was fine. Okay, now, as you grow up into the awareness of I like me, and you say it again and again and again, you will come to a point where it is so much you. This is who you really are. And in relation to any circumstance, you will say, I like me, and then act in relation to that circumstance as a person who likes himself. In any person that you meet, you will say, I like me first. And then, as you meet this person, you will like all the beautiful things in them that are your reflection. And if any person comes into your world that you don't like, if any person comes into your world that you don't like, if any person comes into your world that you don't like, impossible. If you live in your I like me consciousness, no person can ever come into your world that you won't like. No experience will ever come into your world that you don't like. No condition will ever come into your world that you don't like. When you have this I like me, all is in divine order, so perfectly in your mind, you will be humble to its every nuance, every thought, every action. And as you are, your life is super. I know mine is. I live in the I like me consciousness. I live in the all is in divine order consciousness. And I do like me, and all is in divine order. It's a fantastic experience, and it's one that we can experience anytime we want, if we're willing to be persistent, consistent, and place this as our own reality now and always. Wonderful. I love it. The Absolute Philosopher does things like that. Have a wonderful day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.